So, good evening, everyone. Before we start, I unfortunately have a very long disclaimer to read out for you. This presentation is our own opinions and our own work. Whilst I work for, and this work has been partially supported by the Max Planck Gesellschaft zur Förderung der Wissenschaften e.V., all opinions presented in this work do not constitute opinions of the Max Planck Gesellschaft. On behalf of some of our co-authors who are not on stage, this is also not endorsed nor sanctioned by the German government, federal nor state, the University of Ljubljana, the University of Geneva, the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, the European Union Agency for Railways, the Verband Deutsche Verkehrsunternehmen, the Union Internationale des Chemins de Fer, the Deutschland Tarifverbund, nor any of their respective members. Right. Now that that's out of the way, one enjoys how that gets a larger applause than our introduction. But anyway, so now that that's out of the way, let's go traveling. You've probably, most of you, have come here by train. A lot of you probably have a Deutschland ticket. Hands up, who's used a Deutschland ticket in the past year? That's almost everyone in here. Okay, good. So then this talk is very relevant for you. But, that's a bit annoying, isn't it? The Deutschland ticket's more expensive. We don't like things when they're more expensive. We like having a good deal, don't we? So what do we do? We'd like a cheaper Deutschland ticket, please. Surely this is a thing one can do. And lo and behold, what do we find? Someone on Telegram selling them for 30 euros. Brilliant, steal. Let's go message them, see what we get. I said to them, oh, they only want 15 euros. Even better. And they accept PayPal. Perfect. I don't even have to deal with anything fancy. It's just PayPal. And what do we get back? Well, that looks like a Deutschland ticket. That seems like a... Yeah, that looks right. Let's just check. Yeah, no, we didn't get scammed. That's legit. Stadtverkehr Schweinfurt, Deutschland ticket. But hold on. We messaged a random guy on Telegram, not the Stadtverkehr. What's going on here? To explain more, we have Maya.
And hello, Hamburg. we did ask the Stadtwerke, and they basically gave us this response, which is that people provided fake payment information to the Stadtwerke, and this payment information isn't necessarily verified when one enters it, because they issue the ticket, and at some point later, it gets verified. And at some point later, if the information is invalid, gets revoked. The ticket is invalid when it's scanned on a train because we also have cancellation data that is available in the infrastructure surrounding the ticket. But this really only applies to the Deutsche Bahn. And for other smaller regional undertakings, one could probably get through with such a ticket. Anyways, what do you mean there is no check of if one enters payment information that it's actually real? Because we can place this with a fake bank account, right? And the Stadtwerker doesn't automatically verify the account because,
we'll get
on kind
to
of
that.
Hard. We'll get on to that. Spoilers. And the ticket is issued immediately because one wouldn't want to just wait 3 days until one gets a ticket. One needs it now. And maybe they'll cancel it later. But of all the Verkehrsunternehmen in Deutschland, only the Deutsche Bahn checks the cancellation list. So SEPA Direct Debit, this one likes to call it, the async reconciliation simulator. So for those of you in Germany, Direct Debit is a Lastschriftverkehr. It's just another word. It's not your traditional online card payment scheme, and it most specifically does not require the account holder to authorize the transaction. It just needs an IBAN. And one can generate fake IBANs actually somewhat easily. And when one enters this IBAN, it goes into a queue, and at some point, within a few days, the money is then processed. This means that there's a few days where, seemingly, one can get a ticket issued. So we have this thing called a mandate. And actually, there is no form of enforcement that the mandate, the SEPA mandate, is actually signed by whoever the IBAN belongs to, if it's even a real IBAN. As one can see from this letter from the European Payments Council, the SEPA regulation does not specify how a mandate should be signed. This is a problem. Now, to the next question is, why can't we just revoke these tickets, right? Because we have regional Verkehrsunternehmen that exist in pretty much every nook and cranny of Germany. And all of them do a specific aspect of public transport. And communicating revocation just from, let's say, the Saarland to HVV is not entirely easy. So what will happen is that when they issue the ticket in their own app and they see that the payment fails, they will just revoke it from their app, just remove it, which makes sense. Except one can take the ASTA code out of the app. Anyways, so there are two systems that exist for issuing the Deutschland ticket. There's the VDV, KA, so Verkehrsunternehmen.
Verband Deutscher Verkehrsunternehmen Kernapplikation.
That one. and the system of the UIC, so the Union Internationale des Chemins de Fer, the International Railway Undertaking. International Union of Railway Undertakings, that's the one. The VDVKA has a Sperrlisten Management System, also known as COSES, which manages every type of revocation on the VDV side. And the UIC has the ETCD, so the Electronic Ticket Control Database. Except the ETCD really only works for tickets that are international tickets, so let's say a ticket from Germany to Belgium. And there is not really an equivalent national system for, let's say, UIC format Deutschland tickets that are used then only nationally. So Q presented last year some work which involved the creation of the platform Zügli, or now named Zügli, which is just a very nice way to contain and have tickets stored in one location, know what the data is in there, and then basically put them somewhere else, such as Google Wallet or Apple.
If your ticket has a barcode on it, chances are Zügli can read that barcode and tell you what's in it.
Train tickets, including also airplanes.
because if you ask Lufthansa, sometimes a train is an airplane.
Yeah. And so Zügli kind of became an accidental ticket laundromat. So we noticed quite a few tickets that were paid with direct debit in Zügli, which, okay, why not? This is a typically German thing to do, all coming from only a small cluster of IP addresses. That's a slightly less German thing to do. And the names of dozens of people. Okay. All in a very short span of time. Slightly more concerning. Oh, no. And so what ended up happening is that the scammers, when they were basically entering fake or someone else's direct debit information into whichever regional Verkehrsunternehmen was providing the tickets, were entering fake information, and they were getting the tickets, and they were directly, immediately uploading them into Zügli, and then getting the wallet passes out, and then handing those over to people they scammed. And this kind of isolated the ticket from whatever action any issuer would do in the app to revoke the ticket, so long as it wasn't then communicated to the national system. And now, Q will continue.
So obviously, being the good hackers we are, we were curious about who was doing this, how were they doing this, and maybe had they fucked up in any way. So we went some digging. We did some digging. We found this website, dticket.online, that seemed to be the source of most of these direct debit tickets that looked a little suspicious. This is a rather bare-bones website for ordering a ticket, I must say. You know, having two buttons and a H1, normally your website has a bit more than that. This didn't even have an imprint or anything, but it at least is functional. You can order a ticket and you can view your ticket. It's the minimum viable ticket website. But okay, we'll look into this some more. Turns out this website was Django debug mode running in production, which means we can just pull the list of all the tickets from it and do some investigations on it. Well done, scammers. So here's some information on it. This only runs up to February of this year because this is when we did this work. This has been going on for a while, if you haven't noticed. But you can see here that they're primarily targeting the RMV, so Rhein-Main, but they have been moving their operations around slightly. Like you can see in February of this year, they moved a lot to Schweinfurt. In September of last year, they were using a lot of Wuppertal. So they're probably trying to avoid detection here, because if a transport company sees a lot of tickets being ordered and then the order fails because the payment failed several days later, they might catch on to this. So they're not smart enough not to run Django debug mode in production, but they're smart enough to at least have an idea what a fraud department will be looking at. So anyway, we thought this was serious enough to warrant at least telling these companies, hey, you might want to have a look at your payment processors. So yeah, we reported this. Like, this is probably the right thing to do. Unfortunately, this resulted in the wrong response, which was the RMFAO saying, you can no longer buy Deutschland tickets from us at all. No, we were just asking you to maybe double check that your payment processor is doing what it should be doing, that you're actually revoking tickets as they should be, not disable anyone buying a Deutschland ticket. But anyway. And further to these scammers not exactly being the smartest people, there are a few more signs. So the tickets that were uploaded were all from residential IPs. So that's great. That can really easily be traced back to you. And the guy who we talked about earlier that we bought the ticket from on Telegram, he used his personal PayPal account. I'm pretty sure that's his name. So, great. Well done, everyone. And now for something slightly different. This is a curious conversation that I had back at the end of January this year, which is just a text out of the blue from a friend who I hadn't spoken to in a few weeks of, there are apparently D-ticket scams going around. No, really, we've talked about that already. The issue tickets that are signed with the wrong key. Oh, that's different. That's not what we've looked at before. It uses the keys from the FETA GmbH. Okay, interesting. This is different. Can I have a sample of these to look at, I asked said friend. And yeah, they sent one over. So far, this looks so normal. It's a valid FETA ticket, validly signed. It looks like a train ticket. It all looks correct. Scroll down a bit more. Maybe that's not so correct. Passenger type senior. I don't recall there being a senior tariff for the Deutschland ticket. Zone ID unknown zone 1. Well, zone 1 of the VDV is Deutschlandweit, so all of Germany, but they haven't tagged it as a VDV zone. It's just unknown zone 1. And it also says that it's the issuer code of 5211, which is assigned to the FETA company, but the issuer text is DB Regio AG. Where on earth did this ticket come from? So, once again, we did more digging and found an even more funny website, dticket.su. Yes, that is the top-level domain of the Soviet Union. Yes, you can still register them. Now, this website looks certainly more professional than the last one we looked at. It has all the things you would normally want from a website. You can log in, it has a logo, it has a menu, it has some imagery. This turns out to be AI-generated imagery if you look at it a bit closer, but that's not the weirdest thing in this day and age, unfortunately.
It does also have an impressum.
It does have an impressum, at least, as well. So, you know, by some people's standards, this is a safe website because they list an impressum. But maybe they're not the most reputable of operations, shall we say. Now, for those of you who can't read German, I will translate. This person says they bought a ticket from this dticket.su, and then suddenly an extra €21.43 were charged to their card after the €58 that was correctly charged for their Deutschland ticket from a company they'd never heard of that seemed to have no connection to this dticket.su company. They're slightly annoyed about this, and they've informed the authorities, but nothing happened yet. So, okay, they're obviously scamming someone here, probably scamming their own customers as well as the transport company. So scamming on both ends this time. Wonderful. So we bought our own tickets to have a look into it, to see what's going on. I paid €58 of my own money for this, and I'm never seeing that money back, probably. But, yeah, that's a FETA ticket. That's that's basically where it came from. It confirms to us, at least, that this is the source of this weird ticket that we were sent. But this is different. What happened here? This wasn't a direct debit scam, as far as we can tell. Feta doesn't really, or didn't at the time, accept direct debits. We cannot conclusively say what has happened yet. The authorities are still doing their investigations. These tickets don't have the hallmarks of payment fraud. They appear to be issued in ways that Feta never issued them, with this like senior thing and the DB Regio in there, like a real issuer just issuing based on the false pretense of a payment that will go through wouldn't make those kind of mistakes. They're careless, so to say. Our theory, therefore, is that the private key was illicitly acquired. What do you mean the private key was illicitly acquired? Well, there are four options for this. So, option one is UIC Deutschland tickets are primarily signed with DSA, not RSA, DSA 1024 Yensha 1. These are old, shall we say, and maybe slightly insecure. If you accidentally reuse a random number, then, oh dear, you've leaked your private key. If you just have some bias in your random number generator, then, oh dear, you've leaked your private key. So potentially the Feta company had some errors in their random number generator and someone managed to get back the private key by comparing two tickets and doing some linear algebra. Option number the second is everyone's favorite XKCD of a wrench, i.e. the Feta company were threatened and were handed over their private key under duress. We don't believe that this to be the case because this hasn't been reported, and one would suspect that the company being forced to hand over a private key under duress would be reported to the authorities. They are not claiming this to the authorities. Option number three, illicit dealings under the table. We can't comment much on this, both because we don't know what happened, and also speculation would entail countless opportunities for lawsuits, so we will keep our mouth shut. Option four is just plain old stupidity. They left the key exposed somewhere. We've all seen it, open S3 bucket, whatever. We haven't managed to figure out which of these have happened, but all of them seem possible. Who's behind this? So, as mentioned, this D-Ticket SU has an imprint. It states this company, RootVibe Limited, which is a British company. Okay, not quite sure what a British company has doing in the German train ticketing market, but we live in an international world. It's registered to a random house in London with about 500 other companies registered to the same random house in London. Okay, it's one of those again. It's run by a Chinese national who is resident in Italy. Okay, confusion. There are perchance some more clues that we can go poking at. So, I don't know if you saw earlier, but this website lets you add your ticket to Apple Wallet. And for a pass to appear in Apple Wallet, it has to be signed using a certificate issued by Apple. Apple puts the verified developer data from the developer account into this, and it is just someone's personal Apple developer account with their name on it. The organizational unit in here is the developer account ID, and the organization is the person's name. So at some point, Apple has seen some KYC documents with this person's name on it associated with this scam. We haven't been able to find any more information on this name, unfortunately. We also had a look at the payment details that came out. We used a test card to do this payment and pull the payment details out. And it's processed by some payment provider called Payamax based in Hong Kong. So we have a very international operation going on here. So we went back to Feta with this, mostly at first politely being like, hey, your private key seems to have gone astray. You might want to do something about that, just to let you know. Feta's response to this was, what the hell are you on about, mate? We have no idea what you're going on about. That's always a good response. Always a sign that something totally above board is happening. They sent us some evidence, we shall say, which was a clearly photoshopped screenshot of the ticket. Now, why do we say that this is clearly Photoshopped? First, the website, when we looked at it, correctly showed the quiet area, which is the white border around a barcode. This does not have the quiet area. They have just cropped it straight to the barcode. The second more telling thing is that the ticket ID, as printed in the screenshot here, so DTUQ, whatever it is, does not match the ticket ID that is in the barcode data. And in our case, when we bought a ticket, the ticket ID in the barcode did match the ticket ID on the website. So as far as we can tell, they have taken a random other barcode that they purchased legitimately from some other company, slapped it on a screenshot of this dticket.su website, and sent it to us to say, oh, we have nothing to do with this. Look, we've done our due diligence. So we told them, we think you're lying. Please, please, please try again. So they had a second attempt at a response, and they said, oh, it's not our problem at all. It's our partner, Morpla, who is at fault. What is a Morpla? So Morpla is a Munich tech startup founded around the start of the Deutschland Ticket happening. So back when the Deutschland Ticket wasn't totally finalized, but the Politik had basically decided that this was a thing that was going to happen in the next few months. They seemingly got much of their early stack by buying out another company, not the worst of strategies. The purchase included, as far as we can tell, Fetter's old private keys, the one that was leaked. Maybe the private key went walkies in the shakeup between these two companies. It happens. Keys, at least originally generated by Morpla, haven't gone missing, which lends more credibility to this. But Feta said, yeah, we have nothing to do with Morpla. We just use their services. This is still not our fault that this happened. This is maybe you should go talk to Morpla. We have nothing to do with them. You have to ask them. We don't necessarily agree. So there's this wonderful service the federal government provides called the Transparenz Register, which allows you to search through court documents, incorporation documents, and various other things relating to who owns and controls entities in Germany. And I spent a few afternoons going through this and put together this wonderful chart. Now, as you can see by... Now, as you can see by the number of lines going sideways across this chart, there is actually quite a lot of interconnection between the people who own and control Morpla, which is on the far left side over here, and the people who own and control Feta, which is on the middle here. There's also quite a few holding companies in between, seemingly in an attempt to obscure this. Well, that didn't work, evidently. So what do we do now? Feta have proven, shall we say, unreliable, and they don't seem to be interested in fixing the problems. Who oversees them? Can we appeal to a higher authority? The Deutschland Ticket is primarily overseen by the Deutschland Tarifverbund GmbH. So we've reported our findings up the chain to them in hope that something might happen. Thankfully, a funny email then happened at 8 p.m. on a Friday, which is the best time to receive an email like this. It was the usual weekly update from the Deutschland Tarifverbund to some of the technical details behind the Deutschland Ticket, but in this case, there was also a comment that please note that key 5211, which if you'll recall is the ID of Feta, key number one, was withdrawn at short notice due to suspected misuse. Wonderful. But in spite of this email being sent at 8 p.m. on a Friday, this took a while. Our initial suspicions were raised around September, October 2024. We were pretty confident in the details of what were going on and who was at fault by the end of November. But it took until early February for the key to be revoked. This is not how one runs a PKI generally. Why did it take so long for this key to be revoked? The official reason given by the Deutschland Tarifverbund is that we tried to revoke it in December 2024, but one guy was on holiday and the other guy was sick. And given that the Deutschland Tarifverbund is, as far as we can tell, chronically underfunded, they had no one else available. So maybe invest some more money in your security infrastructure and mistakes like this won't happen.
Something bus theory.
Yes, it's very ironic that the transport company has a bus factor that's telling. And further to this, we learned that this isn't the first time that FETA have got in trouble. They have a somewhat storied history. They've already been kicked out of the VDVKA for key misuse. This is the reason that they are now issuing UIC Deutschland tickets. This is somewhat even more impressive that they manage key misuse in the VDVKA, because in this system, the keys are stored on little plastic hardware security modules about this size, the same size as your credit card. So you would have to physically lose control of one of these to lose control of your key. We haven't heard any more information on this, so we will not comment further. But what's FETA's take on this? Why do they say that this key was revoked? The Deutschland Tarifverbund says suspected misuse. Maybe they have a different reason. So our lovely friends at Heiser asked them, and the response we were given is that they are deploying a new security concept, and they will be regularly rotating their keys. We have recently moved from key 1 to key 2. We will keep doing this at regular intervals. Have they kept doing this at regular intervals? No. A FETA ticket bought today will still be signed with the same key that it was in March. I don't know what your definition of regular is, but this doesn't seem very regular to us. Once a decade, perhaps, yes. That is technically regularly, but not necessarily in the way that a PKI intends regular to
technically be. Technically correct. The best kind of correct.
Yes. So, like, revoking the key fixed it, right? 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 No, of course not. So we kept seeing suspicious FETA tickets. There were still dozens of names uploaded to Zoogly from a few residential IPs, signed this time with the new key, seemingly without earlier mistakes. And in this case, they actually did seem to be issued by FETA. So the key hadn't been stolen this time, but someone was still taking advantage of the system. What's going on here? So again, time to go digging. I forwarded the ticket IDs to Morpla, and they found out that their PayPal payment process needs some fixing. All tickets were bought with the same empty PayPal account. And as a note to this, they insinuated that our little project, Zoogly, is a tool for fraudulent actions, and that by us decoding a barcode using openly available standards, this is a forbidden thing to do. So please be cautious when talking to them.
This is almost worse than SBB's response to decoding their tickets.
Oh, yes. We will not discuss that. but yeah, they seem to be a trustworthy company if they know how standards and data works and the fact that one can just read a barcode. So yeah, the empty PayPal account, they what? Like, that's job number one of a payment processor, right? Check that the money is there. Like, it's, we live in a capitalistic society. Moving money is kind of essential. So startup is as startup does. We found some of the Morpla developers' code on Stack Overflow. Shall we describe it as typical startup code? It is shocked Pikachu face, basically. We're not surprised by this. We're just disappointed. So, what went on here? Stealing a Deutschland ticket from Morpla. A how-to. Note, this bug has now been fixed, but this is how the bug worked at the time that it was exploited. So step one, make an account. They at least decided not to run their own identity management system. They're smart enough to do that. They've outsourced that to Google. Mild clap. So you sign up for an account. Then you go back to their API with the token you got from Google and just create a passenger. OK, fine. This is what they call their account record, a passenger. Add some details. So we have our wonderful Max Mustermann here. Bonus points if anyone can figure out what that address is. Then we attach an empty card, so an empty PayPal account or an empty credit or debit card would equally work. I just created a random card in my bank and attached it to an account with zero money in it, and then attached that card. They use Stripe as their payment processor, and as far as I'm aware, Stripe does know how to check that there is money in an account, so this is entirely on them. You then set this payment method as the default payment method for the account. You create a subscription, start dates, whenever, and then you get the subscription. And it just gives you back the Aztec code, Base64 encoded, of the ticket contents. You will then, about 5 minutes later, receive an email from them saying, oh, we couldn't charge you for this month's Deutschland ticket, please pay here. Well, that's great. You've already issued the tickets. that's good job. So now we get on to how on earth do we fix this mess, for which Maya will continue.
Yes. So as you have heard, a lot is broken. A lot of this is broken almost institutionally, but whatever. Im Hintergrund wird repariert. Just, yeah. The problem is, Deutsche Bahn, operating, of course, a lot of, well, this nation's rail infrastructure, yes, has ticket controllers who do, logically, do some ticket controlling. And Deutsche Bahn is a company that does keep logs of all these things that, all these tickets that get scanned, whether it's a Deutschland ticket or just a ticket one buys on bahn.de or on the ÖBB or wherever. And so we went digging,
the Deutsche Bahn went digging on our behalf.
Yes, rather that. And they went looking for some Fetter tickets signed with the stolen key. So key ID 1.
More accurately, they looked for the tickets with the signs of fraud that we discussed earlier, so the misissuance of saying both Fetter and DB Regio.
Mm-hmm. And the Deutsche Bahn found about 50,000 of those tickets, which... That's a lower bound, because of course small regional undertakings, people that take only buses, et cetera, not all Deutschland tickets will be scanned within a month. Sometimes one does not get scanned. This involves a certain amount of luck, but
or if someone is scanned on a different railway company. For example, in the Saarland, I rarely, if ever, get DB trains from my house. They're operated by a different company. So these are only what DB saw.
And there are a lot more Verkehrsunternehmen names that exist in Germany than, well, the Deutsche Bahn. And so for this value of ticket amount, there's at least 2.9 million euros that were, say, abstracted. And that's just what we can see on the one side. The other side is, of course, the direct debit fraud. So we have this lovely Sondersitzung of the VDV, where we have a protocol. We'll translate. But basically, the amount of money lost between January 2024 and October 2024 is... kind of somewhere around 267 million euros. And that's not good. because this is fraud that then the Bund and all the various Länder finance then as a counterparty. So 267 million euros at 49 euros per month, old price, is kind of equivalent to, is equivalent to 316 million euros at current prices. And, well, it's getting more expensive, so, But this funny
line
value...
Line go up.
Line go up. This 316 million euros is 9.5 brand new ICEs, which we found would be a nice way to represent this sum of money.
And the way that this 267 million euros is calculated is the VDV does market research quite regularly on what ticket types people are traveling with. And they compared the number of people who said they were traveling with a Deutschland ticket to the number of records of sales of Deutschland tickets they had, therefore giving roughly the number of illegitimate Deutschland tickets in circulation.
So, estimate, but still a nice number in the not nice sense of the term. So, how does one fix payment fraud? Well, this has been an ongoing problem since payments. But the one side is, of course, on direct debits, is to wait for the debit to clear before one issues the ticket. This is the aforementioned problem of, oh, wait, one has to wait 3-4 days before one gets one's Deutschland ticket. Sorry. And that takes a while. And for example, being going to Congress, who will get a Deutschland ticket 2 or 3 days before the event because, oh, hey, it might be more useful.
Or they're forgetful.
Means that, oh, wait, I can't use this ticket until day one. What the heck? So that's one way to fix payment fraud. The other one is, for example, if one is using debit or credit cards, is to rely on 3D Secure, which is this magnificent system that a lot of people get very angry at when it tells them to go confirm something in an app that on their phone that's charging somewhere else. This happens all too often. There's also confirmation of payee, which is another system.
This allows one to check that the name entered for the order matches the name on the bank account, which at least protects against some kind of direct debit fraud.
Which, yeah, might work. Will at least help against entering fake IBANs or completely random IBANs. However, and then there is more centralized and effective revocation of, issued tickets. The aforementioned decentralized ticket revocation systems are not cutting it currently. Another alternative would be to do key management correctly.
Well, not really an alternative, but we should do both.
And doing key management correctly from anyone that has done key management is actually a known hard problem. But a not that hard problem as to, a key got abstracted.
Went walkies.
And so to secure said keys, one probably needs to set a protocol for handling private keys. This magical bit of math that means that, one just keeps the private key stashed away. And if one messes up, one can enforce penalties and sanctions for, messing up, because this causes a lot of problems, because there is a list of known keys, and that list of known keys gets compared to and gets pulled in, and updating all this takes a lot of coordination. Hence the email from before, where it's like, oh yes, this key is now being rotated. So, this is an ongoing process. And then, if we're going to, the best possible way we could do this is, of course, storing private keys on HSMs, which don't go walkies, in theory, and that this storage gets audited by actual beings going to the actual locations where the HSMs are and making sure that, first, the HSMs are there and that no private keys went walkies. So, we mentioned sanctions, right? So did Fetter get any sanctions? Well, actually, the contracts that established the D-ticket don't actually provide any avenues for punishing companies that find themselves in these situations, which is a bit of a problem. Now, the better news is that in Germany, we are moving kind of to a more centralized issuance of Deutschland tickets under the UIC format. So the DTVG has started the rollout of a block list for all revoked tickets, basically. And this system is now in use by Deutsche Bahn and Friends. So Deutsche Bahn is doing 98% of the usage, and Friends is the remaining 2%. However, this implies a little bit of collaboration, as one would say. And for this, all parties need to work together, which Mopla decided to not do. So to their slight, mild credit, they have established a private revocation system that does require integration work from every single other Verkehrsunternehmen that is checking tickets issued by under the Mopla system, which is less than ideal, is how we could put this. But that's kind of it.
So yes, we're now coming to the end of our talk. And before we close, we have a few people we need to thank. If everyone who was involved in this project would be on stage, this stage would be full. It's just the two of us. We can't have everyone up here. So we must thank Chris at the Deutschland Tarifverbund. He has been excellently helpful and is one of the most competent people I've seen in dealing with ticketing this year. Everyone at the Deutsche Bahn has also done extremely well. Everyone at the Deutsche Bahn has also done extremely well in dealing with these issues and trying to get them resolved in a way that helps everyone. And we particularly like to thank Clemens and Manuel for spending so much of their time speaking with us. Kurt. Kurt of the Flemish Parliament, also involved in the UIC, has been more than welcoming to us tedious academics in the context of railway standardization, and then trying to make railway standardization less of an in-group of railways telling each other what to do and actually take in experts. So we appreciate that us academics are being asked for our opinions on things sometimes. And sat just over here at the front is Anya, who has been doing a lot of this work, but is too nervous to come up on stage. And finally, we'd like to thank someone you probably have heard of before, Flupka, for helping us manage the disclosure of all of this, because when we came across this, our response was panic, which isn't exactly helpful to fixing problems. And with that, we now have time for your questions. I believe the Herald will be organizing questions in some format.
But before that, give a huge applause to Q and Maya. And yes, indeed, we have plenty of time, not for Q&A, but for Q and Maya.
So we have 8 microphones here, and yeah, I see someone at microphone 7.
Hi, thank you very much for this very interesting talk. My question was around, so usually big companies suck at technical security, but when money is involved, they do things. My question is, can Vetter just print as many as they want and then tell the rest, oh, we've printed like this many and never get charged for it?
So this is not a problem we have looked into in the course of our work, but it is a very adjacent problem. The companies organizing the Deutschland Ticket are currently struggling to make sure that the number of Deutschland Tickets reported is the number actually sold. Because at the moment, it does appear to be mostly a write a number in this box, please don't lie. Now, there are many technical ways that this could be done. We are not aware of anything like audited issuance being considered. The main thing that is being done for this is moving everyone on the UIC system, so not the VDV system, but the half of the issuers who are using the UIC system, to centralized issuing with the Deutschland Tarifverbund, because then you can't deny that you issued the ticket because there's a log of the API request happening to sign the ticket.
Which is the thing that is happening in other countries that also have decentralized.
Yes, but this is a research area for us in train ticketing in general. How do we keep an eye on everyone without centralizing everything? Because centralization is bad both for operational risk and for privacy. But this needs work, is the answer, basically.
Thanks.
Right. The signal angel, please. A question from the internet.
Hello. The internet asks, given the large amount of suspected fraudulent tickets that were most likely processed or issued by Mopla, they must have been aware of the fraud going on. What were their response from them? Is there an effort to make them liable for being part of the fraud?
So the response, we considered the response from FATA to also be a response from Orpla because the two companies are so intertwined. We have not yet heard a direct response from Morpla. We invite them to provide a statement, but they have not said anything. As far as we can tell, everything is going through FATA. They must have been at least aware, well, they are obviously aware of the fraud going on because they said, yeah, we looked into this and found that there were empty PayPal accounts. So they know that something is going on. And as we said, there are no penalties in the contracts establishing the Deutschland ticket for these mistakes. So at the moment, no one can be fined or punished for messing up. These contracts are being fixed such that people can be fined for messing up, but this is still a work in progress.
All right, microphone number four.
Thank you for the amazing talk. Seeing how FATA and Mopla have been so uncooperative and already kind of framing like Zoogly as a hacking tool or a bad tool, do you think they're going to make an attempt at throwing the book at you?
I mean, they've already threatened lawyers at us, but only threatened lawyers. We have not heard from their lawyers yet.
This is not an invitation.
This is not an invitation to their lawyers. But... Maybe they will. We like to think we're prepared if this happens, but it'll be a shit time for all involved if they do try and throw the book at us. We hope that we have not done nothing wrong, and we think that we have done nothing wrong, but I'm sure if someone were to spend months on it, they could pick apart something.
Okay, microphone number 8.
Hi, thank you for your amazing talk and doing this work over the last year. I think without you, none of this would even be discovered. And my question is, you showed a lot of analysis about URC barcodes, but I was wondering, you also talked about the VDVKA system, I think.
Yes.
If you see anything in this direction, if there's similar fraud going on.
So I'm not sure I quite understand the question. So is it that... Is the VDVKA system also vulnerable in similar ways? Is that your question?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so...
You showed these QR codes from the URC, but not from the other...
The answer is yine. The VDVKA system is a much more complicated system. It is based on much more smart cards, so these HSMs we mentioned, so that you are moving more from needing to secure digital files to needing to secure the physical objects that can issue tickets. We do think that in the base state, the VDVKA system is more secure towards people being stupid. But the UIC system, when used correctly, is equally secure. It's just that we have seen multiple instances of both systems, although primarily the UIC system, being held wrong, for want of a better phrase.
There is this concept of a PEBCAC problem exists between chair and computer.
Yes, there is a certain lack of competence at all of these transport companies because they know how to run a bus. They don't know how to do cryptography or information security. And nor do they really have extra budget to hire someone who is genuinely competent in this. So they will make silly mistakes. It would be nice if we designed systems such that these silly mistakes can't happen, but this is somewhat difficult, and in some cases impossible.
Right, microphone number 2, please.
Yeah, I was wondering, this company FATA, what kind of company is it? And like, is this a private company? And can just any private company become a Deutschland Ticket sales company? Or is there some vetting for how do you become a company that is even allowed to sell train tickets?
So yes, FATA is just a privately held GmbH. It is owned by the four members of the FATA family. So father... mother, daughter, son, I think, and they all have... There's a complicated web of legal entities in between them to somewhat obscure that these four people do own it, but it's the FATA family that owns it. They seem to have been going since a while. They operate some buses in some rural Landkreise in Sachsen-Anhalt. So the reason they're allowed to issue Deutschland tickets is because they have a contract from these Landkreise for running their buses. So if one company wishes to issue Deutschland tickets, then they need to be a bona fide transport company, so they are operating services or they are coordinating the operation of services.
Okay. Microphone number 4.
Hi. Thanks for the talk. You mentioned FETA's signing key being revoked.
Yes.
Now, revoking individual tickets is an issue still, but it isn't an issue for other people. If I just revoke an issuing key, people with legitimate tickets lose access.
Yes, this happened. Know,
so they just lost their ticket overnight.
Yes. The solution that was agreed is that if one went to another member of the Deutschland Tarifverbund with their FETA ticket and their bank statement that shows that they actually paid 58 euros for it and not a smaller amount, they would get a new ticket at no cost. If they paid less than 58 euros for it, then they were considered to have a fraudulent ticket and therefore had no ticket. Even if they didn't intend to have a fraudulent ticket, the only solution that was available, given the way that these security systems were set up, was to screw people over.
This did cause some amount of panic.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, microphone number 1.
Hi, I really need to ask, what did Swiss SBB say about their QR code decoding?
Okay.
This was a throwaway comment. Should we answer? Or
We can answer, yes. This was a throwaway comment, but we can answer. So we were looking into the SBB tickets. These are not the standard UIC tickets. They have their own system. I can't remember the exact quote that was given to us, but the quote was somewhere along the lines of, we had done some reverse engineering, and we'd asked them, can you confirm that we've reverse engineered this correctly, or do you have any more details that we could have? And their response was, what the hell are you doing? The only devices that can and are allowed to read our barcodes are our control devices.
Yes, because a QR code is, of course, a protected thing now.
Yes.
That one cannot analyze despite the data being there. This gave us an interesting conundrum.
Yes.
And a few laughs.
Oh, we did laugh at that email, yes.
Microphone 3.
So a practical issue from the UIC tickets, since they were introduced in December by various issuers, we have seen in the local bus network that no buses has been able to properly verify them, and all of them show up as incorrectly signed despite being working elsewhere. Is this due to having to contact a central authority for it, or is this probably something that they have not rolled out the keys, the new
this,
to the buses?
There's two things that can be happening here. First is the computers that are used on buses, generally, until the Deutschland ticket existed, only ever expected a VDV barcode to exist. In places where Deutsche Bahn operated the city ticket, this is issued also as a UIC barcode, so those buses could understand a UIC barcode because they had to understand the Deutsche Bahn city ticket. When the Deutschland ticket happened, it was rolled out at such a pace that still to this day, a lot of these bus computers haven't been updated to understand this different barcode format. Okay. The other thing is that, yes, these keys are just emailed around in a spreadsheet once a month, and it is up to someone at the bus company to notice this email, pull the keys out, usually plug in a serial cable to this bus computer, and upload the new keys. So they may have just forgotten.
Okay, so the point being, I will email my bus company and pray.
Yes. I can't offer any more advice than that.
Yeah, this is very much key management and bus companies not necessarily.
But bus companies are bus companies. They're not IT companies.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Microphone number 7.
So I met many people, actually, in February who had tickets, who bought them from dticket.su, and they were really upset and confused. They mostly couldn't speak German, and then they were told their tickets weren't valid anymore, even though they were valid a few days ago. And of course, when the tickets were controlled, they were expected to pay the 60 euro fine, and I even met someone who then had a run-in with the police. And I don't know, I wanted to ask you, have you maybe asked FETA or any of the other companies involved if they intend to pay those fines, or I don't know, if the fines could be revoked or something?
So,
do you know anything about that?
So from the content of the slides, you may have noticed that FETA's response is, we did nothing wrong. And then some mild liability shift to Mopla. So they don't seem predisposed to paying everyone else's fines due to their keys absconding, which, yeah, isn't great. But we don't really have further comments on that.
On the fines being, these fines should be cancelled. The emails that we have seen about this key being revoked are very much written in the tone of, please be nice to these people whose key has been revoked. It's not their fault. They are not the usual people doing Schwarzfahren. They had no intent to do this. Unfortunately, the rules of the railway state that they have to be issued with a 60 euro fine on the spot, but the internal policy should be that they can go back to the company that issued this fine and prove that they had no ill intent and that they paid this 58 euros correctly for a Deutschland ticket and it wasn't their fault and the fine should be cancelled. We can't say that it must be cancelled because no one expected this when writing the rules. So there is no procedure for this. This is operating mostly on goodwill.
RFC 2119 need not apply.
Yes.
Right. Another question from the internet, please.
Okay, the internet asks, for example, Transdave also offers tickets that can be downloaded to the Google or Apple wallet. In that case, only the check against the two blacklists would apply, I suppose. What about multiple use? Since the tickets are easy to pass on, also a reason for missing money due to multi-usage by multiple people? Question mark.
So the first assumption in that question is wrong. Google and Apple Wallet have methods for remotely revoking tickets. We use these in Zoogly now, so as a result of all of this mess, Zoogly now receives revocation lists for some tickets. So in an effort to combat Zoogly being used as a ticket laundromat, we now do remote revocation of tickets if we notice that the ticket ID has been revoked. The Transdev system and all the others are perfectly capable of remotely deleting a ticket from someone's Google Wallet. At least in the case of Google Wallet, it is possible to set flags that stop this ticket being copied across multiple Android phones, and Google just take the hash of the ticket barcode and check to see if this has been ever installed on another Android phone, and if it has, it will stop you showing it on another phone. This doesn't stop screenshots, and Apple is far less strict about doing this, partly out of data privacy concerns. The correct method to stop ticket reuse is that ticket inspectors are supposed to compare your Deutschland ticket against your ID card. So they are supposed to always ask you for your ticket and your ID card and check that you are the person on the ID and that the name on the ID matches the name in the ticket. This does slow down checks, but it's a barcode. It can be copied. This is about the best we have at the moment.
Okay, and one short last question from microphone number 6, please.
So you said that we know that there are companies that, when they are controlling tickets, are not comparing those tickets to the published revocation list.
Yes.
Do we know anything else about what those companies might also be forgetting to check? Are they checking, for example, that it is actually signed by a known public transport company? Are they checking, perhaps, that it is signed at all?
So The company will remain nameless for reasons of not wanting to give everyone instructions on how to do Schwarzfahren, but let's just say they're relatively large. We have seen examples of a ticket control app where if the key ID is known and the signature is false, it will error. But if the key ID is unknown, so it's signed with an unknown key, it never runs the signature verification code and therefore never sets the "this ticket is invalid" flag.
That's exactly what I expected. Thank you.